Welcome to the visitor section, everyone. This is your host, Josh Hastings, and Mike Irwin. Mike, I have to start the show off with something. I mean, we try not to get too serious on the show. I mean, would you say that? That's fair, right?
Yeah, like a Penn State happens, and we got to make a stand.
Oh, yeah, we gotta draw our line. We got to draw something, right? I just wanted to bring to everybody to awareness, Mike, if this month only, you know, there's a lot of things where, you know, each month represents something. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know, Mike, that I didn't know this, but jaundice in newborn babies is crazy, is rampant, man. And I just want to help spread the word. Mm-hmm. And not only the jaundice, but there's liver disease, because I looked online, Mike, and Oklahoma is two of the top five worst place for people who abuse alcohol. Now, we've known them as alcoholics, but once that bad liver starts going around, Mike, it's all downhill from there. I mean, we don't have a bunch of clones running around, you know, where we can harvest parts and mm-hmm. put in, much like the movie Island, which a lot of people at home, we'll get to other movies in the show. Just stick with me here. But if you go to yellowalert.org, Mike, you can find out everything you need to know about jaundice. It's bad. It's very, 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 very bad. And I just want to get it out there. They got the weird lamps going on.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
it was a thing that you had to like work out the bilirubin. You just got to work it out, and then things are okay.
But see, I also was doing more from yellowalert.org. I was doing more research, and you find out more about liver disease. And like I said, Oklahoma houses two of the top five worst places to abuse alcohol. But number one, the Hall of Shame of alcoholism is in Memphis, Tennessee, Mike. That's right. Memphis, Tennessee has their Hall of Shame. And see, that's what happens to them, Mike. They turn gold, man. They turn into bronze, gold. Actually, no, they're gold statues. They almost want to turn bronze because they're sour. And they don't really, you know, they just yell at you for no reason. And they got rosy red cheeks, kind of like Santa Claus, but like way meaner. And so, you know, they're in the Hall of Shame in Memphis, Tennessee. I didn't know that. They redid that pyramid, Mike. They redid that as soon as you cross the Mississippi River. They redid it. And I think that's the home where all the golden alcoholics end up.
It's weird that you would say that Oklahoma has a high alcohol abuse rate.
Two of the top five, Mike.
It's odd to me.
When there's a list of two of the top five of anything, I think you're number one, right? I thought number one would be at least one of those two if you're two of the top five. No, number one was Memphis.
Well, I'm thinking,
which is a lot closer than you think.
I'm just thinking that, you know, when I'm out in Orange Mound, it's one thing. But when I'm a lot in Oklahoma, it's hard to get a beer. Like, and I'm not saying it's impossible to find a beer. Like, you can call.
It's not real.
It's not real beers, I guess. No. My point. It's a 3.2 substitute.
So you can drink more and get apparently liver failure. And that's signs of jaundice. You've had a baby.
Yellowing of the skin.
Yellowing of the skin. That's right. That freaked me. Like, okay, so when my daughter was arrived on Earth, apparently, from, you know, a little stork, mm-hmm. and baby, diaper. You know, just dropped them off. That's all they do. Try explaining that to your kid for a minute. And then, so as she came into the world, I freaked out about everything. I had the heart monitors. I had a freaking camera. I had the baby monitor or anything. And in the midst of all that, I would wake up in the middle of the night, run in there, and put my hand on her chest, make sure she's still breathing. And I'm like, I'm about like 10 milliseconds away from doing CPR for no reason whatsoever. I've got to keep this baby alive. I think the doctor ruined me of the whole SIDS thing. Mm-hmm. You know, train spotting was there. Oh, train spotting was always there. And I think that's what started me hating cats, was this baby died from some cat shit, right?
It was weird that they showed that to you at the Le Mans class.
they did, and I just freaked out, man.
Yeah, I really feel like it set the wrong tone going into parenthood.
It was just, I thought train spotting, I thought SIDS. SIDS sounds like a bad disease. I mean, it just sounds horrible.
Well, it is terrible.
It is horrible. But when you add SIDS to it, it is even worse. I just can't even imagine. Like, so the whole time, I'm being serious here. I'm being serious for those at home. But I think I'm just playing around. No, I'm serious. I was really freaked out about that. And so we went up to, like, her 4-year, when she was 4, so I said, she can't die from SIDS anymore, can she? They just looked at me like I'm an idiot. And I just couldn't stop. I was like, so she, it's okay. She's not going to die her just out of nowhere for no reason, because that's what, just what babies do. And it's really sad. You know, it's like the saddest thing that I could ever think of in my life. And these people just prey on your sadness and like, yes, your kid's going to die out of nowhere.
Well, no, I think there's something to that. Like, people do prey on that fear.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you have any friends that have new kids, like 2 years and below.
Yeah, that's the worst. That is the worst.
Well, like, I have a kid who's six, and
that
so
is the worst.
I've gone through the little bit where you, so for people who aren't parents, the first couple years you're doing your damnedest to keep this thing alive, and what I mean literally alive. They want to kill themselves so much.
Yeah, they do.
They just run around. They do things that make no sense, like sticking fingers in light sockets and forks in their eyes. I mean, yeah. You work hard those first couple of years, but there's a point, I think, I don't remember when it was for me, probably four years old, somewhere in there, where I felt myself consciously like, okay, you're going to get hurt now. Like, that's it's going to happen. You're going to get hurt. Just deal with it.
And then Mike's like, you know, you're going to have to die now. That's the next step, Mike. Like, I find that a little disturbing.
Well, you know, as a parent, you got to let him grow up, Josh. You got to let him grow up. You can't hover forever.
Yeah.
So when my kid looked at me and she said, hey, I'm excited about this new bike you got me, but I only have this helmet. I don't have knee pads, and I don't have elbow pads. Mm. And I looked at her and I said, and you're not going to get any. And she said, well, what happens if I fall down? And I'm like,
your elbow explodes.
I was like, you're going to hurt and you're probably going to bleed. Yeah. And she just was like, okay, I don't. And I was like, well, do you want to ride this bike or not? Because that's what's going to happen. You will fall down. You will hurt yourself. This is part of this process. If you want to ride your bike, you know.
So again, Mike, again.
Yes.
If there's any yellowalert.org, go there. I was told English mustard yellow. I thought that was pretty precise.
We have to get sponsored.
Color.
We have to, Josh. Okay.
I've never heard of that before.
Point taken. It's like a coupon, anyway.
All right. So I thought there was a couple things. First, I don't know what we got. We got on the show. We got Christo Pratt. He's coming by. He's talking about riding motorcycles next to women and hover rounds. Des Bryant shoe. Well, let's start there, Mike. Des Bryant shoe and Des Bryant and his other shoe.
Are these friends of Des Bryant?
Has made an announcement to retire for the first two games of the NFL season.
I don't know
if he hasn't paid millions of dollars in pennies. I think that's an amazing offer.
So when you say millions of dollars, so what he's really asking for is hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's right. He wants hundreds of thousands of dollars
in pennies
in 30 days. They got, so to get people at home to understand, in 30 days they can't really negotiate. They're pretty much stuck. This guy gets paid 1 year the top three average. Mm-hmm. Instead, he wants a long-term guaranteed money contract, obviously. One could argue, Josh, Mike, is he the best wide receiver in the game?
In the game! I don't even care.
Is he better than Megatron? The point that seems to be the better question. I'd say, no, you can't compare these two. Why? Because one's been in longer. But in the midst of Megatron's only eighth season, he is still high up on that wide receiver all-time record list stuff.
So I guess my point would be that anytime I hear people complain about how I just got franchised and they're going to have to pay me top three money and I'm really unhappy about it.
Well, what I don't like is the fact that it's the guarantee part that really, and I understand all athletes have this issue. I think Adrian Peterson had some wise words on Twitter about it where he went delusional again and maybe grabbed a chair and threw it at some adult. And
made sure it was an adult.
Made sure it was an adult. I beat that adult.
So, I mean, okay, fine. I get the idea. It's funny that the athletes always want these long-term deals. But if anyone has ever, I don't know, watched an entire season of football, you'll understand that there's damn little guaranteed money in the NFL.
Yeah, there's
you sign these 50-year deals. And then once you get to, like, year three, they go, yeah, first year, going to pay you, like, $1 million. It's not going to be that big a deal.
And then it's going to be in the news, by the way. It's always got to have the headliner, the top-paid person, X.
Yeah, but when they do that, so you give a guy in the NFL, like, a $200 million contract. Well, the first few years are actually kind of reasonable. It's like, yeah, $3 million, $4 million, $5 million. We'll throw a little bit of – you show up, you do some practices, we'll give you a little extra money. You do this other thing, we'll give you a $1 million roster bonus. Fine. They find ways to sort of defer it around you showing up. But by the time you hit about 30, and God knows every Patriot has or will experience this, you get cut.
Tom. Except Tommy.
You get cut, and you don't get any of that money. Like, the only thing that's guaranteed is that signing bonus, right?
Yep, that's right. The only thing guaranteed is your signing bonus.
So if Dez Bryant is going to make top three money, I'm just going to make up a number. Let's just say it's $100 billion.
Oh, man. It's straight to the top. That's probably where he wants it.
That's probably where he wants it, right? Yeah. But if they said, hey, Dez, you can have, let's say, one-sixth of $100 billion.
In pennies.
You can have it in pennies right now. Or you can keep doing whatever the hell you want to do with you and your shoes.
Copper only pennies.
Ooh, that's tricky.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. Just take the money, Dez. You're not that big a deal. Like, get over
okay,
it.
Okay, here's my thing. You threaten the first two games. This is like Emmitt Smith rewind. Remember back in the day, Emmitt Smith took games off. Charles Haley busted the door when they lost the first two and said, get the fucking Emmitt Smith back on the fucking field mm-hmm. so we can play the fucking game.
I would argue that Emmitt Smith probably touched the ball 35 times.
Oof.
And I bet Dez Bryant doesn't come
That's
anywhere
near.
That's
two games in this day's terms, if you know what I mean.
Well, I know. Back then, Emmitt Smith was doing 165 carries a game because that's who Emmitt Smith was. But I get it, right? And here's a fun fact about pennies, Josh.
Mm.
The government actually loses money when they make pennies.
Oh, so now, see, Dez wants to give it to him.
Not only
twice.
Not only does Dez want to screw over the Cowboys.
He's screwing over you, America. Where's the Republicans when we need them?
This is an outrage, John Boehner. I need you on this. Ted Cruz, this is a thing.
Assimilate the Republican force.
Bryant, you can't have pennies. Can you settle for nickels? We have lots of Sacagaweas.
Jeb Bush, you didn't sit there. Say you're running. Anyway, yeah, that's okay. So back to the threatening to retire for two games. It's so everybody's like, well, he's got all the leverage right now, Josh. He's got all the leverage. You know what, man? So you're gonna tell me that Dez Bryant would sit out, not collect one dime, in hopes that maybe he gets it back in the end later? Go ahead and play that game. Let's play chicken with Jerry Jones. Never mind that he chopped your head off and you're already in his lap. I feel like DeMarco, they're like, fuck DeMarco Murray, I don't give a shit. I mean, I don't understand how you just not pay him. Well, that's right, they don't have any cash. They've got a big cash problem. The cap. I don't know where it comes out, Mike. I mean, are we doing Madden things where all of a sudden it's just under the cap?
I like to pretend that there is no such thing. Especially in today's NFL, where every year they just raise it $20 million. So I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about it, Josh.
All right. So they'll come up with some money, right? They'll rearrange Romo's contract again for the 100th time. Figure out a way to pay the guy. I think that's the problem. They can afford him under the tag, but they can't really. I mean, we'll talk tomorrow. We'll talk next year, whatever. We always, on this show, we have to express to you, those that listen, that the salary cap can be adjusted any way they want. They just always say this thing so they don't have to pay players as much as they want, you know, deserve, I guess, rather. Right, Mike? That's what it's all about.
Still waiting on my check.
So, E3 is going on. There's a lot of game stuff, but we're not talking about that. No, we're talking about Dinosexuals, Mike. That's right, Jurassic World busts open the box office with, like, another record broken. By the way, I've got a bone to pick with Hollywood and their box office records. How are these movies always breaking them? Like, What is the universal record? Or what the fuck, man? It just feels like everything that comes out is a new record broken. Smash! The Rock's movie did something.
I think it's just that there's more people on Earth. That's
right,
what I really counted to.
Is this sequel to Jurassic Park one that everybody asked for? Was this the one? Or did they speak with their money and go see it and make it the number one movie? Or is it because there's nothing else out there?
Those are fair questions, Josh. I mean,
first, let me ask you this. Did you like the movie?
That's a complicated question, Josh.
It's not that complicated. Did you like the movie?
I want to preface it by saying this movie will not change your life. You should not expect it to. You shouldn't expect to learn anything. It's not trying to make a statement. It's just a movie where dinosaurs show up and people get like poked by them and eaten by them.
Mm.
So if you're okay with that, right? Like if you're okay with like a mindless dinosaur movie, it's fine.
Let me give this thing about it. You've seen the first one. What else can be said after the first one? Can anyone give me that answer? Because if anybody's seen Jurassic Park 2, whatever the fuck that was terrible. But anyway, what more can you say about this movie? It's all downhill after one, right? Scientist wants to create a world of dinosaurs, blah, blah, blah. One gets out of the round. Oh, nah, they're attacking humans. Everybody shoot the bricks. Okay, so the first one's like a science fiction horror movie. This one, Mike, this one's like The Rock. The Rock movie, where it's just like action comedy. Let's get Chris Pratt to say some good stupid one-liners and then have him stare off into this other CGI world and say something very serious, and then we'll lose two kids again because that seems to be the ill. One is very smart, and both their parents are getting divorced because we got to make something happen at the end to make everybody clap and say, yay, this is a movie!
There was a lot of forced stuff in this movie, and it wasn't... You know, like Chris Pratt, he loves dinosaurs. Let's really, really drive that home.
That was bad.
Who loves dinosaurs? Chris Pratt loves dinosaurs.
And Jesus. He loves Chris Pratt and Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, so, okay, I get
Jesus
it.
Jesus and dinosaurs walked at the same time, Mac. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Like the 900th time he looks off into space and pets a dinosaur. Like, I get it. I got it. He likes them.
I remember when we were, like, waiting for this movie to come out. I thought for one second he was actually riding a raptor. I mean, because he didn't, you know, they flashed it. It was on a motorcycle. I thought it was on a raptor. So going into this movie, I was like, where is that scene? That's not fair. I wanted that scene.
See, it's complicated when they do that sort of stuff because what it sets up for, and this is something that you can refer back to on Wikipedia. This is actually a real thing.
Yeah.
This isn't just something I say because I get angry every time I think about the movie Snow Dogs. say where you have an ad, you have a trailer in which Cuba Gooding Jr. is talking to dogs, and I don't know, if you don't follow up and you don't do your research and you don't talk to the actors prior to going into a movie, then you don't know that this movie isn't about talking dogs. You don't know that Cuba Gooding Jr. just gets hit on the head one time and the dogs talk for like 14 seconds and it's like a 149-minute long movie. You don't know that. So, Josh, what I'm hearing from you is that you thought that this was a movie where people ride dinosaurs.
Yes, that's right. I wanted to see riding of the dinosaurs. But here, let me ruin the movie for you. And by the way, you can stop listening now if you plan to see this or not. But T-Rex teams up with Chris Pratt.
You know, he likes dinosaurs.
Okay, so there's the raptors and the T-Rex, little arm Rex. And he teams up, they all team up to kill the man-made dinosaur. Am I right by saying this?
Yeah.
The ending where the T-Rex screams into the shot as the sky was just terrible, man.
Yeah, the end... I'm not going to make fun of the end or anything. I'm going to ruin it for people. But yeah, I didn't get it, Josh. I didn't understand.
Again, like, what did they have against this man-made dinosaur? Let's all team up.
Okay, so man-made dinosaur is half raptor, half T-Rex. And there is one point during the movie at which...
You don't want to just come out and say half raptor, half T-Rex?
No, I don't want to say that.
No.
But
Andromeda Rex.
So...
Indominicansu Rex.
So at some point, giant dinosaurs talking to raptors, and raptors turn on Chris Pratt. Uh-oh. But he still loves them. It's okay.
I still love these
dinosaurs. They have a connection like you would a dog or a lover.
Yeah.
But it's a raptor.
It's a raptor.
So they go through a little spat, and then they come back together, and Old Blue or whoever, Delta, or I don't know, whatever. One of those raptors
Blue Delta 5.
Is trying to save him and is attacking giant raptor / T-Rex. I get that part. That all makes sense in some magical, messed up kind of way. That makes sense to me.
But I get where people would like it, though.
So I've got two questions about this movie, Josh. I'm hoping you can answer them for me.
Okay.
I'll start with the one continuing on with this raptor crap. So at some point, giant dinosaur talks to raptors. Raptors become part of... of the pact, right, with giant raptor dinosaur thing.
It's terrible.
But when T-Rex and giant raptor T-Rex dinosaur thing meet, for some reason, T-Rex just wants to bite his face off. Like, there's no – they're not friends. Like, they're not – but they're angry at each other. It's like there can only be one, Josh.
There
it's,
can.
Why?
I'd be jealous because I want them arms.
So what happens if she lets T-Rex out and he wanders down there because he's T-Rex? And then he sees giant raptor T-Rex dinosaur and he just goes, no, we should be friends, and turns and eats those.
Yeah, people. Exactly. Then what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was first part. Second part, are you sure that he was half T-Rex and half raptor, or was he actually Godzilla? Because I'm pretty sure I saw this
is
movie.
Is that where they're going?
I just feel, I was like, is that Godzilla?
Because I thought the next Godzilla? Thing they were going to do is put guns on the dinosaurs and, like, attach them and have, like, a Transformer movie come out of this. Because I thought he was either going to go that way, or we're going to put actual missiles that the T-Rex can launch off of himself.
He can't reach them. He just keeps, yeah, it'd be pretty good.
I can't reach the button.
Yeah, so.
Oh, poor T-Rex.
So I paid $28 for tickets to this.
Woo!
For tickets. Not like popcorn, soda, candy tickets. So.
Did you go the 3D one?
Nope. Just
what?
You know.
IMAX.
This is also why record box office night.
Gosh. Oh, because you bought four tickets.
No, I bought two. I bought two tickets.
What the fuck kind of pricing is this?
This is the world in which
you go in like prime time.
And you get so mad at me when I stream stuff off the internet. You get so mad. Who can afford this shit? Nobody.
Okay, go on.
No, that's it. That's all I got. I thought it was fine. I enjoyed
We're talking about box office smashes.
Oh, you show me another.
By the way, it says it topped. The Avengers or Captain America or one of those fuckers.
Yeah, one of those other shitty movies that I didn't watch.
I'm glad I wasn't alone in thinking that movie was shitty. But, like, what's weird, Mike, is when I say it's shitty, I got, like, 20 other motherfuckers that tell me I'm wrong, and they sit there and they badger me. Like, I'm just going to change my mind about the movie. Oh, you're right. This is a great movie. Thanks for pointing it out.
No, I mean, but honestly, man, I've given up on my opinions of stuff mattering. They clearly don't. They clearly don't. I mean, I work with this guy, and God bless him. I think he's a crazy person.
Mm.
But you know what? Like 60-70% of the time, he's right. And when I say that, I mean, it's like whatever crazy crap that he's spouting off, the next day there's like 60-70% of Americans who just completely agree with it. So I don't know. I have no idea what is a good movie. I really don't. Like, clearly America's all on board with Jurassic World. Like,
I don't understand why, though. I think it's because we just like the same movie told to us over and over and over and over. Fuck anything new, innovative, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to see that. Oh, it's rated R? Oh, we can't go see that movie. We just can't. Michael, we just can't see a rated R movie. These dirty languages and the pornification on this movie just – poison our child, and that is from liberals, for Christ's sake.
No, it's crazy because it's I don't know. I feel like you could, not to say that you could make this a good movie.
Yeah,
you can make it a more fun movie if you just double down on it, right? But they don't do it. They keep it a PG-13 because the difference between the money that they bring home on a PG-13 movie and a movie they bring home on a rated R movie, I mean, is not pennies. It's not bags full of pennies for Des Bryant. Like, it's literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars difference between a PG-13 and a rated R movie. Right. But I think when you do that, like, you give up a bunch. Like, you were just saying, this isn't going to appeal to, like, people who actually like movies. This is going to appeal to, you know, everybody else.
Speaking of everybody else who's latched on and attacked Game of Thrones the last couple of weeks, please pump the brakes and go ahead and hop on off the bandwagon, because I clank. Loved the episode last night because it pissed off everyone because they can't see past 2 feet in front of their feet of what's going to happen. Let's go ahead and get this out of the way.
Don't you feel like that's who they're writing to now, though? Like, the last couple episodes have not been shocking for me. They have not been fun. They are just like, okay, we got to make some stuff happen. That guy's dead. That guy's dead. That guy might be dead. Nah, I'm going to say he's dead, but he's not dead.
Well, here's the problem I have, and I think book purists Democrats ruin it for me, Mike. They're always the ones, the assholes that read ahead so they can sit here and go, I know what happens. You want to know what happens? Come to me if you want to know what happens. Come here, Mike. Let me touch you. Let me put this Game of Thrones book in between your legs. You want to know what happens?
Well, I mean, but okay, so there are those people, and I have been watching a couple episodes with them and kind of being like, yeah, that sucks that that guy didn't die in the book, but okay. He clearly is still walking around. Like,
yeah, but...
Oh, you mean Peter Dinklage, he gets grayscale in the book? Well, it doesn't appear that way because I'm watching it right now, and it's not him. Peter Dinklage doesn't have grayscale. Like, it's just like, okay, I get it, fine.
Yes, it's not like the book. Let it go, and it's okay.
But we've just hit Mobilegeddon. Like, we're past it. Like, apparently, we're past the books now. Like, we're entering...
Yeah, we're actually at the same spot.
Yeah, so unless he's going to really pound out, he's going to write a term paper like I did in college and just pound out 100,000 pages of stuff that happens, which I can't believe would be quality writing. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, not only that, but you know he's working with the show. They make sure to put that in every after scenes thing.
Well, what happened was we talked with George R.R. Martin, and we got together and we just held hands and said, well, what do you think of this? And George said, give me more money.
Pretty easy. Like, to figure out that Jon Snow is the rightful heir. He's the son of Stark and Targaryen. He's really the one that supersedes old Blondie with the dragons. We already know that the Starks have suffered through so much that they have to have a huge retribution story. And, you know, all that shit. I mean, it's written on the walls, people. And to sit here and be like, oh, no, Jon Snow is dead. He's not dead. Freaking Stevie Wonder saw that coming, man.
But I think that's my point, is that the writing in the last couple episodes, like, while these episodes have, like, had stuff happen, and you know, both, I know you and I are fans of stuff happening.
Yeah.
This is a part of the Walking Dead.
Well, I like story arc, not just plateaus.
Right. No, yeah. You need something. You can't just hang out at the farm for 2.5 seasons. Like, no one's going to watch that. No.
Right. I didn't like it.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Big Love, Josh?
No. Okay, I'll be honest with you. Nope.
So
many other times say yes, just so we can figure out what where we're at in the show. But anyway, go on.
You'd be like, no, I love Big Love. That dude from Breaking Bad in it.
Hmm.
So the thing about Big Love, like, the first couple seasons were pretty good. This is a Mormon thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter what it's about. But towards the final 2, 3, 4.5 seasons, whatever, there were like 50,000 characters. Like, literally hundreds of thousands of characters.
Hundreds of thousands.
And storylines, and you just didn't know who they were, and it was like, I don't know if I care about these people. And I want to say that's kind of where I've gotten with Game of Thrones, is that we have, like, what, like six? Is that a good number? Like, six different storylines going on?
Yeah, there's so many. Ugh.
And so, it's just like, every week you get 3.5 minutes with somebody, and it's just really not enough.
No, it's not. And 10 episodes is nowhere near enough either. And then the book people want to be pissed off. I'm like, well, there's 10 episodes. You got a billion side stories. You got to knock out like three a show. I don't know. I agree with you, Mike. It's you can't put it all in there. What the hell were they thinking? Why don't they just like separate into two, 10 episodes each two, and then like, you know, do the whole visitor, director, or whatever, and how he wants to make this episode. But overall, it's the same thing. Why couldn't they do that? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if Sons of Anarchy could make their episodes as long as they want to for whatever reason.
Yeah.
What would it hurt?
Kurt Sutter, he's got them by the ball, man. It's FX, too. You understand that? I mean, what else does FX have? They had Sons of Anarchy, and that was it.
Do they have Married with Children
reruns? Reruns, yeah, probably.
That's a solid show, Josh. Solid show.
I mean, but you gotta say, FX was like, hell yeah, go fucking 2 hours for 3 hours? You need 3 hours? You need 3 hours, Kurt? I think we can get 3 hours.
Otherwise, we've got to show these guys that go to places and they buy tanks and they remodel them and they turn them into nothing. At least what? I don't know. I don't watch that. I don't want to watch that at all. FX. Thanks.
Thanks. Hey, everybody, please don't worry about any NFL news. Nothing's happening. Don't worry about it. Just wait until August. Maybe late July.
I keep getting injury updates from people who sit around me. Like,
are these people getting injured? OTAs is done. Stop it.
I don't know. I don't understand it. And I don't understand why they think I care. Like, hey, there's a guy you've never heard of. He hurt his knee today. He should be okay in a couple weeks.
Mike, I want to talk about a sad, sad, sad movement. And it's called the video game community. They're the most insufferable people outside of Jaguars fans. insufferable. Nothing can satisfy them. Nothing. You make a game and you say, look, we sacrificed 1080 or resolution to get 60 frames. People bitch about that. They'll say, well, we dropped it down to 30 frames so we can keep the resolution at 1080p. People bitch about that. People bitch in this community about anything and everything. It is ridiculous. Today at E3 is the culmination of these. These fucking assholes are in horde mode with pitchforks and torch, tiki torches at that, just begging to get in and bitch and moan about everything they see. Well, Xbox comes out the gate. They got backwards compatibility. Now, I talked about this before. This should happen about 2 years ago when it first launched, and then you would have won the console war that everybody puts themselves into by constantly, you know, I have to show my allegiance because I bought this thing, and I'm Team Xbox, and I'm Team PlayStation. You both lose. But anyway, now this is where the dick-sizing contest. Here at E3, look at my big dick. So Xbox came out with backwards compatibility, some games, and some older games, and then I feel like, oh, here's another port game that was from the last system, but now you got backwards compatibility, so it doesn't really matter now that we made all these games that are backwards compatible. Oh, here's Gears of War collection that has all those, and here's another Halo game, because, you know, creating a new IP for an Xbox, you know, it's hard to do. Especially when the guys who made this game went on to make another shitty game. And, you know, whatever. So then here comes Nintendogs. Nintendogs come out there and they do their thing. Hey, Wii U's cool. Want to play some Smash Bros? Cool. Bye. So then they get off the stage and then we have our, individual, you know, where their big publishers want to piss and moan about their games. And then we got everybody commenting about that. And then here comes, you know, PlayStation. They come out with, you know, they got their Xbox is going HoloLens and VR with somebody else. And PlayStation has their project, what was it, Morpheus and how virtual reality and all this shit, you know. And then all their games that they wanted, they're remaking Final Fantasy VII, Mike. Again, nothing like showing, by the way, it'll be on both platforms. But nothing says next gen, Mike, like reporting all these old games back into your game.
Wait, so you're saying that on my PlayStation 4, I can play a game that I played on my PlayStation?
No. Well, you got to rent it. But if you had an Xbox, you could do that.
Yeah, I don't know, Josh. I think this this world of games, I think, may have passed me by. And
it's not passed you by. It'll always be there. It'll always be there for you.
No, what I mean is, like,
walk away. And
you've been making fun. You've been making fun of me for what
you
call
mobile games because that's what you can afford right now.
Yeah, I can afford $5.
But you can go blow 28, half a game, to go see a shitty movie. Or you can buy a game, Mike, and be entertained for hours.
Yeah, I don't know.
Woo!
I don't know.
My logic is strong.
It's strong, but it's different because when I went to movie, I went to a movie with a lady.
She's a lady.
Yeah, a pretty lady.
She's a lady.
She loved that movie, and you better believe there were, you know, those were points. Those are points I can trade in for things later, Josh. Let's put it that way.
In the game, in a game, because it's a game of life.
Yeah, it's like Inception, but my life.
Puddles and puddles of tears.
So the thing is, when I get on my phone and I play a little PL Story. Yep, that's my game, PL Story.
Ooh.
You get to build a little soccer team. You get to play them. You get to hire new soccer guys, and I don't know.
You're in heaven right now. You're
I like it. It's $5. I'm going to kill 10 hours with it. It's okay. But when I go and I buy...
You're going to need a bigger phone.
When I buy a $60 game and I buy a $400 system, that literally, Josh, you assume that there are games that cost $60 or $70 that I even want to purchase for my $400 system. I don't know.
There's not much going on right now.
They're not making, you know, if you're going to remake some stuff, do something for me. Stop remaking, like, Doom. Like, no, I don't care. I don't care about Doom. I don't want to see it.
That's pretty badass, though.
I don't care. I want games like, I don't know. New Horizons.
You're very small niche market.
I want to Romance the Three Kingdoms.
You're never going to get these games because only 1,000 of you bought them in the first
place. Nobunaga's Ambition. I want one of those. Make a new airplane game. I love airplane games. Do that shit. I don't know. If it, all they make are shooters, and I know that's good for you because you're good at them. I suck. Like, I am the worst person ever. I'm like a four-year-old standing in a corner somewhere, and there's a dude thousands of yards away in game life who's just laughing. He's just laughing. He's waiting for me to turn around, and then he just shoots me in the face. It's not fun for me.
Mike, I just got word, Brian handed this to me, that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has been living a lie. He's come out. He says he's just like Rachel Wesedozel. He said, I've been living a lie. He wanted to come out with the truth, Mike, and he tweeted this. He said, I've decided to come out with the truth. I'm not tall. Hashtag short stuff. Although I've been claiming to be 7'2" for many decades, the truth is that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 5'8". He's 5'8". He gives Dozel props for all that she's done for the black community and says that she should get a pass for her white lie. Or as he put it, a Bill Clinton get out of jail free card. Funny stuff for Kareem. That is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar talking about a woman who pretended to be black, Mike. Now we're coming hot off this Caitlyn thing, you know, Bruce Jenner.
Wait, she pretended to be black? I didn't know who this person was.
Do you not pay attention to anything?
No, dude. I go to work and I raise a kid and sometimes I play soccer.
Rachel Dozel, head of, what was she, NAACP in Spokane. I think she was a leader of some sort.
Okay.
And turns out that her family outed her as white, Mike. She's not black. She's not a black American with African descent. That is the correct term.
Wow.
She puts on makeup. And her brother from the family said, that's blackface, and she does her hair, and there's other pictures of her where she's really fucking white with freckles. And I mean, it looks like she's been in the dead of winter, Mike. I mean, she's been laying under a blanket. She's that white. And she just can't get much whiter than that. So anyway, she made up a whole life. She sued a college for racial discrimination to get in. And then, you know, there's a lot of things that she sounds pretty fucking crazy. But here I am sitting here today, Mike, saying that she's fucking crazy. And there's other people that are crazier than her that get free passes. I'm not going to name names because that's pointless.
I can't help, but I'm not even paying attention. I'm just looking at pictures of this and
The quick comparison, Mike, and even I love to dangle the bait out for those at home, is the Caitlyn Jenner thing where, you know, accept me as Caitlyn or whatever. Well, a lot of people are like, okay, if we have to accept her, then we're gonna accept this woman. Now, we talk about this occasionally with otherkins. Otherkins. They're trans animal people. In rudimentary terms. Are they not? They think that they are a fucking bear on the inside.
Uh-huh.
But if they go to the supermarket, they just want to rip open the packages of meat.
I get it. So what you're saying is if we have to accept another kin.
I am not saying this.
Okay, so you're insinuating that if a person thinks they're a bear, we should accept them for being...
Yeah, they are a bear.
They're a bear.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Where is the line, Mike? Let's pretend I'm wandering around. I've never been here ever. Explain to me where the line is of who's crazy in this thing and who's not.
Well,
explain this to me. I don't know.
This is America. You can be anybody you want to be.
Not really, as long as everybody's okay with it.
Okay, I don't really. God, there's no good way to say this. I don't really care that she pretended to be a different race.
You can say that.
Okay, I can say that part.
Yeah.
What I would care about, and this is me not knowing anything about the story because I live
minute,
on...
Why can't you say whatever you want, by the way?
No, because I don't want to get sued. That's
okay,
why.
It's
America.
Sure.
I'm reading a book by John Ronson.
You could be anybody you want. You better not just say whatever you want.
I can't afford to be the person I really am on the inside, Josh, because I'm fucking broke.
Yes, absolutely.
So I guess the issue I would have is that you just told me she sued for racial discrimination.
Yeah, there's all kinds of crazy shit going on.
That kind of stuff.
Hate crimes.
She put in for hate crimes. I wouldn't be okay with, because say, for instance, there was a law where bears were not allowed at the grocery store, but your inner bear really wants a Twinkie.
But you're not outer bear.
But you're not actually a bear. Like,
you can get in the store and buy the Twinkie.
You can't go in the store and sue them because the bears aren't allowed there and you're a bear. Like, because you're not really a bear. I don't know. This is really complicated, Josh. I did not go to school for this shit.
You see what I'm saying, though? How am I supposed to explain this to anyone?
God. You know what's hard? You know what's hard to do is watch the news with my kid. It doesn't make any sense. It's super violent. It's confusing.
What's wrong with a little bit of violence, Mike?
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of violence.
How is she supposed to see Star Wars if you ain't shown her a little bit of violence beforehand?
First of all, she's not going to, because that shit is going to be garbage.
Told you, they're the most overrated franchise ever.
Send us pictures of your
costume. I keep seeing the previews. I'm like, yeah. So do you feel bad for Sansa now, or Cersei? Whatever the fuck is her name? What is her name?
Cersei. Yeah, Cersei.
Feel
Cersei.
Bad for her now? Huh?
You
remember
know,
a couple episodes where I was like, you know, I kind of feel bad for her. Feel bad for her now? That was pretty intense, man.
Yeah, I was... And
I tell you, man, they cut her hair off, man.
Made her walk down the street. Her feet started bleeding. Don't know why. Just started bleeding.
Hooters. Hooters.
Yeah,
let me tell you about Hooters.
Didn't expect
that. Was a powerful performance. No, seriously. And also, it was a powerful performance, right? Only our Lena Headley can pull that off. Friend of the show, Lena Headley.
Friend of the show.
our show, Lena Headley.
She's probably one of the best characters. And I mean, anytime you like actually hate someone, that's pretty good acting, right?
Oof.
I felt for her, you know, like what I want to happen is for her to get her giant zombie and to go kill all those nuts. And I don't know, maybe she could just die in her sleep. I don't know. I'm past pain coming to this woman. I just need some closure. I don't want any more Lannisters
in
my life.
What'd you think of that coming out story they had?
Oh, about
Jamie's coming out story.
Yeah, apparently.
Went to his daughter, and then they said, you know, we thought we were going to have a happy ending somewhere. But nope, fuck you. Killed.
That's what I mean. They're just like, nope. dad. Dad.
But I knew as soon as she kissed her. I knew it. I was like, yep, that's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Well, as soon as that girl kissed her. Now, I don't know what's going to happen there. We can speculate that they're going to be wiped off the map, too, or at least go toe-to-toe with the old Persian prince or whatever he is.
The thing I like about Game of Thrones.
Bravos!
It's not fair, but you know, you had a Sega Saturn, right?
Sega! Yeah.
I think you let me borrow it at one point because there were no games and they like shut it down after 4 weeks of production.
What?
But there was like one game you had that was like...
You're talking about Sega Saturn?
Yeah, well, no. Sega Disc. What was the disc one?
Saturn.
I don't know if it was a Saturn.
It was totally a Saturn.
It was the one where you had like this army and you got to march around. And
that was a badass game.
I love that game. I love that game.
What
and
happened
every time
to that game?
I don't know. It was impossible. That's what was what happened to that game. But
I'm going to look that one up.
Every time I watch Game of Thrones, I want it to be that video game from that Sega Saturn.
That would be sweet. What was the name of that game?
Brian, can you use your college degree? Where did you get? Is that from Park? That's not even a school. I guess it's a school. I mean, technically it's a school. I'm just not accredited, Brian. You should.
I mean, there's not that many Sega Saturn games. I'm sure we can find out which one it was. Guardian Heroes, Shining Force.
You just typed in Sega Saturn games. Luckily, there's only eight. There's only eight Sega Saturn games that we have to narrow it down between.
That's right. Burning Rangers.
Saturn.
Ooh, Clockwork Knight was terrible.
Armies game. Anyway, yeah, so that's what I really want. I really, really want the Game of Thrones to be. And it just doesn't want to be that way, Josh. It...
Shinobi. It wasn't Shinobi, Brian.
God, no. Of course
was
it wasn't Shinobi.
Albert Odyssey?
No, it doesn't matter.
We're going to find this fucking game, man.
We'll find it, and I'll tell you about it.
It wasn't Virtua Fighter. Wasn't Panzer Dragon.
Dragon Force.
It was Dragon Force. Cool.
Yeah, it's Dragon Force. So I want...
Virtua Fighter 2.
So what I'm saying, Josh, is that next season on...
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Thrones of the Games.
I want a real life version of this. If you can make that happen, I'm on board for doing this forever. Like, but otherwise, I'm... How are we going to end this show? Not our show, their show.
With a movie?
I feel like...
This is Entourage all over again.
I feel like the White Walkers win. That's the only way this stops.
White Walkers win?
Yep, it's a zombie
so
world.
So this is totally everyone dies. This is totally Sons of Anarchy style. Everyone dies.
I haven't seen the end of that.
Everyone dies. You'll be all right.
Is it like a Breaking Bad kind of dies, or is it like a dies?
Yeah, okay, so we could say that, right? Breaking Bad dies.
Well, I guess like, not everybody dies. Jesse doesn't die.
No. Well, not everyone dies in Sons of Anarchy either. But pretty much everyone they give a shit about dies, except the kids. They're not dying from liver disease. That's for damn sure. They're not dying from SIDS. Oh, hell no.
Oh, God.
Dude, that freaked me out. Anyway, that's probably going to do it, right?
It's a high note I like to leave on.
Probably going
to
leave these people with some positivity.
How much do you think a Sega Saturn costs these days?
I have one. I still have it.
Seriously? Sega Saturn.
What game was that?
Dragon Force.
Dragon Force. Dragon Force.
That turn. We should buy one of these for somebody.
Yeah, I have the Saturn. I need Dragon Force. That was that game.
It was a good game. It was a great game. I'm telling you, like, once you take over all of the island, like, you take over all, you beat all those armies, then, like, hell armies come out of the middle, and they're super. It's like all your best armies just can't even match up.
This was a good-ass game.
Possible. $104?
What? That's nuts.
We got a shop Dragon Force. $12.
It's not the game.
That's a Japanese one, too.
Well, people want to give you... Why would you pay $100 for Sega Saturn?
I got one.
There's got to be an emulator.
I'm sure there is.
Let's stream this shit, Josh.
I will. All right. Thanks, everybody.
ある雪景色の美しい昼下がり、
ミルク
シーフードを食べようとするスーザン、そこへチーズ星人、ペッパーチーズ星人を決めろ。